So we're back at the COP in Dubai, and this time we're speaking to Yasser Alouche of the International Institute of Refrigeration and Judith Evans of London South Bank University. And they're going to tell us a little bit about some of the international projects they're involved in, which are helping to look at cold chain sustainability and introducing cold chain in and food security in developing countries. So do you want to tell us a little bit first about the project that you're working on?
Main project we're working on is ACES, which is developing sustainable, clean and equitable cold chains in Africa for food and pharma. We've also got centres in India that we're developing as well, in Telangana and Haryana. But a lot of the work is very much focused on Africa at the moment, developing the main centre in Kigali, and the 200-hectare smart farm, which is next door. So it's really exciting that we've got this, you know, full connectivity from farm all the way through to fork. And also there's lots of work to develop training activities, training centre, training for refrigeration, training on post-harvest management, training the trainers, and then also developing the sort of outreach spokes, which, you know, community cooling hubs, which are there for farmers to be able to see technology, to be able to use it and test it. So, yeah, really exciting time at the moment.
Things are really, really happening. I mean, Yasser, the International Institute is known as a research body, really bringing together people from across the world. So what's your role in this project? How did the International Institute get involved?
Yeah, so actually, this year, it was a very particular COP for us, and specifically for me. This is my second COP. My first one, it was last year, Sharm el-Sheikh, and we used to have a very small stand. People, they were passing through the stand, but no one has stopped, because and they said, and those who stopped, they said, what are you doing here? What is the International Institute of Refrigeration? What do the refrigeration do here? And I was like, always commending, do you know that refrigeration contributes to 7% emissions? And then this year, it was a full day dedicated to cooling, a thematic day. It's the first time in only 1 year, the big step, yeah, that has been made through a full collaborative effort, putting together people from the refrigeration sector, but different stakeholders, different actors all together, and specifically through the cooling pledge that the IAR is fully supporting. And we are much hoping into implementing actions, because it's only about endorsing and supporting an initiative. It's also about doing things, real actions. And I do believe that this COP is also particular because many people from the refrigeration cooling sector are here. We were able, also we have been sharing, the IAR was sharing a pavilion with the Ozone Secretariat, the Montreal Protocol Secretariat. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to bring everyone from the field together. It was a very good place to build new relationships, create new synergies. And at one point, yeah, many initiatives at the same time, but very good to connect between each other. So it was very, very successful for us in that sense. And was also lovely to see what the different countries, what are they working on cooling, like now at the UK pavilion, we were able to see the Ministry of Energy Net Zero, the way they are involved in cooling, a lot of focus in cooling. So yeah, it was very interesting in that sense.
From our point of view, the UK, you know, we've got this initiative we've been running a couple of years called Beyond Refrigeration. So we're trying to get beyond just having the technology available into lots of things, like one of the key principles is working together. And I'm hearing a lot about that, you know, the COP was not just about people saying, well, I've done this and I've done that. Great that we're doing it. But it is much more about collaboration. Do you see that on these issues, or is that by its nature, does that always happen at a COP?
I've heard so many people talking about collaboration and we can't do it alone. We have to work together. There's been a launch of a few coalitions and initiatives from companies and other organisations. So this is the first COP I've been to, so I've got nothing to compare it to. For me, what I've been told is people are talking about cooling now when they weren't really talking about it before. I was at an event yesterday and one of the presenters said that this is the 28th COP and it's the first time talking about cooling, you know, which is exciting, but also perhaps a little bit sad that we haven't been talking about it too much before. But yeah, everybody's talking about collaboration, working together. We need to make this work.
It puts a certain amount of pressure on the industry because we're in the spotlight. We can't just hide in the background anymore. So do you think we're up to that challenge? Yossi, you're in that position where you're seeing lots of stuff going on all over the world. Do you think the industry is up to the challenge of addressing global warming, of reducing that 7%?
I mean, it's all about engagement, engaging people, showing the evidence and the need to move forward and to progress. And I think it's there we are able to bring people together. And here I would like to link to food thematic day on cooling at COP, and also much focus was put in a big spotlight on how to support low-income economies in their transition. Much has been discussed about building local capacities. It's not only about recommending technology, but also helping them with the business plan, advice on all financing mechanisms. For example, I have been enjoying doing this work together with Judith, Leila, and the University of Birmingham, the Center for Sustainable Cooling. We have been working on a new initiative from DP World on increasing the frozen food temperature from minus 18 to minus 15. And we have been called as a research community and scientists to look at the size of the price in terms of energy wins, but also look at all the implications when it comes to food safety and quality. So we are very happy that DP World, this is the largest company in the world looking at logistics.
Okay. Yeah.
So they have been trusting us and calling us as researchers and scientists to give them the green light. So I have personally much enjoyed working in this project with our experts, Judith, Leila, and all the University of Birmingham Center for ACES is also very important. What do the frozen food chains mean for low-income economies in terms of offering food security, food resilience? It's not only about energy wins, but also about economic and societal wins. So we are taking much learning from them.
It's exciting, isn't it? I've heard people talking about ACES as an example of how different communities are working together and they're addressing, say, not just the technology, but also the training and also skills transfer. I think training and education is a big part of what the Africa Center is doing. Is that right, Judith?
Yeah, I mean, we're very much looking at a holistic approach. You can't just tackle one area without tackling all of them. So that's the great thing about the centre. It's a group of universities and companies all working together to try and cover all the bases. For example, you can have the best technology in the world, but if you can't finance it and you don't have good business models associated with it, you don't train people to be able to operate systems successfully, to buy the right system in the first place. All these things that wrap around sustainable cold chains, it's really important to try and cover all bases.
And so what are the organizations involved? You can remind me in the ACES project. You also mentioned you've got the International Institute, you've got the University of South Bank, and then you've also got the University of Birmingham.
Centre of Sustainable Cooling University, that's the lead, but it also involves us at LSBU, Cranfield University, Heriot Watt University as supporters. There's people like the IIR, Wageningen, Ridge University, but there's also very much as partners DEFRA in the UK, UNEP as management overarching body, and so our partners in Rwanda, Government of Rwanda, being very, very much involved, and also University of Rwanda as well, being doing a lot of the work to help develop the centre there.
It's clear that it's having a big impact. Also, at the launch of Cooling Pledge, we had a Rwandan minister here, and she was speaking about ACES as an excellent initiative. Now in the UK pavilion, much talking about speaking about ACES. And I do believe if people in different organizations are starting to speak about ACES, the impact is there and starting to show that it's a great initiative. Yeah.
And where can people go if they want to find out more about the project? Is there a website that they can look at?
There's information on coolingafrica.org. So basically, if you go to also Centre for Sustainable Cooling, there's information on the website there as well.
Great. So I'll put those links in the chat after the podcast as well. Any advice for people who want to think or are looking at what can they do? How can they get involved in these types of initiative? Any advice from what you've learned in terms of setting up international collaborations of this nature?
I mean, one thing about ACES is it's a not-for-profit setup. We're very open to people joining us and getting involved. We're actively encouraging people. They've got good technology to come and see us, talk to us. You know, we want to demonstrate the best technology. We're very happy to work with companies to help develop technology and in particular to try and encourage the use of low GWP refrigerants and recycling natural refrigerants as well, because there is a market in the country, but there's still quite a lot of development to do in some areas. So we're very, very happy for people to come and talk to us.
And the IR is very happy to support this kind of initiative, and we are very much looking to work together in the future.
Yeah, and you guys have got the expertise and the contacts internationally to make things happen as well. So brilliant. So thank you very much, both of you. And I'm going to let you get back to all your important meetings there, and wish you a good COP and see you when you get back. Thanks very much. Bye.
So this was the tip of the iceberg from the Institute of Refrigeration. And I'm Miriam Rodway. We hope you're enjoying our podcasts. Please like and share and follow the podcast and join us on the next edition.